feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, "Take the wine.
Chum, little Chilliwack, Chilliwack, Chilliwack. Eric Burden in War, Spill That Wine.
Yeah.
And Neil Diamond before that, and Red, Red Wine, Still Good For You. So cheers, everyone, and that's Gord's Gold. 7:52, 8 minutes before 8 o'clock, before we get to Fab Four Friday. Here to the CP24 Chum Traffic Center we go, and here's Bob.
Well, slippery patches, and we can see that snow is thawing things down. Eastbound 403 through Highway 10, getting a little busier. Northbound 427 heading up toward the 401. Generally, the 401 is okay. Same for the Parkway, the QEW, the Gardner. In town, Broken Water Main, northbound Young, north of Empress, and from York Regional Police, a collision, Major McKenzie and Jane. 10:50 Chum Traffic.
Thank you, Bob. Time now for Fab 4 Friday on 10:50 Chum, brought to you by Future Shop. Now we take a clip from a Beatles song, or a clip from a song that was done by an individual Beatle during their solo career here on Fab 4 Friday. So listen carefully. Here is our song today. We don't even have to have anybody sing it. You know the song, right? One more time. We have a $100 gift certificate courtesy of our friends at Future Shop. Just in time to help with your Christmas shopping, give the best gifts. Future Shop, get it for less. Guaranteed. Here's the phone number, 416-870-WINS, 416-870-9467. If you know the song, first correct caller wins on Fab 4 Friday on 1050 Chum, 754.
For you, for me, everybody say Dr. Flea. The biggest and the best, he's better than all the rest. There's clothing and jewels, sunglasses, toys and tools, furniture, brand names, comics and video games. Go start computer stuff and souvenirs, gotta get your family over here.
Hey, hey, it's me, your good friend Dr. Flea.
Dr. Flea's Flea Market, open weekends 10 till 5, Highway 27 in Albion Road.
And parking is always free. Everybody say Dr. Flea.
Check out drfleas.com.
Remember how excited you were as a child when the holiday season drew near? The first snow, window displays, bright lights everywhere. Christmas is a visual treat for kids. So while they're looking everywhere else, Mississauga Volkswagen asks you to look out for them and drive a little slower in your residential areas, crosswalks, and playgrounds. Thanks for helping make this holiday season a safe and happy time for all children.
Season's greetings from everyone at Mississauga Volkswagen
in the Erin Mills Auto Mall, Dundas, and Erin Mills, Mississauga.
Spirit of the Dance, an award-winning Irish dance spectacular, live at Niagara Falls View Casino. From January 16th to the 24th, the international smash hit Spirit of the Dance takes the stage with dynamic lighting, dazzling costumes, heart-pounding music, and breathtaking choreography. Live at Niagara Falls View Casino. Tickets are available at the Falls View box office or any Ticketmaster location. Spirit of the Dance, live January 16th to the 24th at Niagara Falls View Casino.
Is it possible to walk around with your eyes open and still not see?
Spare change, please.
We see what most don't. Last year in Canada, the Salvation Army served 2.5 million meals to the hungry, helped 10,000 people with addictions, and provided one-third of all shelter beds. We ask you to open your eyes and your heart. Visit salvationarmy.ca and give. The Salvation Army, giving hope today.
Okay, we have minus four now. The snow is starting to fall. About 20 centimeters is going to happen or going to fall today with a high of minus five. It is Fab 4 Friday, and Javed Jeffries on the phone. Hi, Javed.
Hi, Gord. How are you?
I'm fine. Best of the season to you.
To you as well.
Thank you. Now listen carefully to our Fab 4 Friday clip, please. So, Javed, what's the song?
It's The Ballad of John and Yoko by the Beatles.
It is The Ballad of John and Yoko by the Beatles, and here to tell you what you've won. I have to warn you, Javed, Don's been into the red wine, so if you're all set, Don, okay. Tell Javed.
Well,
tell
ho, Javed. Don. Congratulations. You've won a $100 gift certificate courtesy of Future Shop. This is Don Prego saying have a wonderful weekend and join us Monday morning at 7:50 for Monday opening lines here on 1050 Chum.
All right, Don, thank you. And Javed, congratulations again. It's
correctamundo, Gord.
No more red wine for you. It's, of course, Fab 4 Friday on the station that played them first.
Hooray for Friday morning, that wonderful day that starts the weekend. So get up, get ready to go, tune your ever-loving radio to CHUM 105.0.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Doug Beaumont with 1050 Chum News and Information. A winter storm warning in effect. Snow and blowing snow today. We're expecting about 20 centimeters. Got a break tomorrow, then some more snow Sunday. It's minus 4. Now we're top story. We're starting to feel the effects now of a major winter storm. The leading edge of the system has reached the GTA. Conditions will worsen and could be dangerous at times as heavy snow is whipped by strong winds today. There are some school bus cancellations. The Halton Public and Catholic School Boards have canceled buses today. The Peel District and Dufferin-Peel Catholic Boards have also canceled buses, though schools in all four boards remain open. Wheel-Trans is only handling essential rides today. At Pearson Airport, an anxious morning as travelers hope to beat this storm out of town. Many of the early flights have been getting out on time, but there are more cancellations appearing as the morning progresses. This is one of the busiest travel days of the season at Pearson. We'll get an update, of course, from Bob on the roads shortly. There is a dollar figure now on next year's projected federal deficit. It could hit $30 billion, according to Prime Minister Stephen Harper. He tells CTV in a year-end interview, the government will use billions of dollars to try to pump life into the slumping economy.
We will be doing measures to help workers adjust, to help workers get new jobs, get trained and get new jobs. Where I want to use taxpayers' money to the extent I can is to help ordinary people and help communities adjust.
This is a major about-face from the Harper government. Less than a month ago, Finance Minister Jim Flaherty was predicting the budget would be balanced for the next 2 years. From Washington, there is now talk of an orderly bankruptcy for the U.S. auto industry. That's what the Bush administration is suggesting, though nothing is decided. President George Bush says he hasn't decided yet about what shape financial aid for the auto makers will take. The orderly bankruptcy idea is raised by Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. Back here, Maple Leaf Foods is paying tens of millions of dollars to settle class action lawsuits stemming from listeria-tainted meat. Back in August, when claims were first filed, Maple Leaf Foods president Michael McCain dismissed some of the victims as opportunists, but now the company agrees to pay between $25 and $27 million in compensation. Individual compensation will range from $750 to $30,000. In the courts, life in prison with no chance of parole for 16 years is the sentence for a young man in a deadly shooting at Dundas Square. Dwayne Taylor was shot during a Carabana celebration at the square in July of 2005. The shooter, Agent Stewart, a drug-dealing member of the Crips, says the victim was a rival who threatened him. Sounds like mice may be to blame for a fire at the Humane Society in Oshawa. 100 cats, 3 dogs, and several rabbits were killed in the fire this week. The fire marshal's office is still investigating, but the manager of this shelter says it does appear that mice may have chewed through electrical wires in the ceiling. In Washington, one of the key figures in the Watergate scandal of the 70s has died. The man was known as Deep Throat. Reporter Michael Barr has the story.
Follow the money.
He was Deep Throat, the focal point in the movie All the President's Men. W. Mark Felt, the source who blew the Washington Post's Watergate investigation wide open, has died. Felt, the number two man at the FBI in the 1970s, died of heart failure. Washington Post reporter Carl Bernstein.
This person wanted to effect some kind of end to the criminality and unconstitutionality of what was occurring.
A Vanity Fair article revealed Felt as Deep Throat in 2005. W. Mark Felt was 95.
It's 8:04. The weather now having an impact on some routes. Bob is in the CP24 Chum Traffic Center.
That includes the QEW. Delays now eastbound on the QEW off and on from Guelph Line over as far as Dorval. We can see that snow is slowing things down. Eastbound 403 through Highway 10. MTO cameras looking at the 401. Generally, things are actually pretty good in the east end, but the west end is where we're seeing the snow, and we're seeing that things are starting to slow. Eastbound collectors approaching Renforth. Don Valley Parkway, so far, okay. The snow has just begun there. Gardner, generally okay. Toronto Transportation cameras looking at, once again, snow starting to slow things down, including westbound on the Gardner, getting close to the 427. In town, broken water main, northbound Young, north of Empress. From York Regional Police, a collision 16th and Jane. From Peel Police, here Ontario and King. Couple of problems from Halton Regional Police. Campbellville Road, east of Guelph Line, also Campbellville Road and Tremaine. 1050 Chum Traffic.
The Business Report is next on 1050 Chum.
Oh, good day, lassie. It's me, your old dream to visit Ireland. I know you've got one of those American Express Air Miles credit cards in your wallet. I'm reminding ye to make the most of it. After all, the holiday season's a great time to earn extra Air Miles reward miles. So before you know it, our Irish eyes will be smiling.
Don't turn your back on your dreams. Use your American Express Air Miles credit card and earn faster this holiday season. Air Miles. Make it count.
If you employ your family, Grants International can save you thousands, guaranteed.
I received a refund of $5,000.
Didn't have to pay Grants International until I received my check.
We recovered about $5,000 and $15,000 the following year.
And Grants International stood by what they said. If I don't save, I don't pay.
We've saved over $25,000, and we're saving over $2,000 a year.
Visit GrantsInternational.com and tune in to In Conversation With tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on 1050 CHUM.
1050 CHUM Business Report. The inflation rate is falling. The annual rate fell to 2% in November. That was down from 2.6% in October. The Stats Canada says that gas prices were again the chief reason for the sharp drop. Pump prices fell more than 14% from the same month a year ago. On a month-to-month basis, gas prices were down more than 21% from October. After a day of no trading, it was a day of down trading on the Toronto Stock Exchange Thursday, with the prices of oil and gold both falling, energy and mining stocks lost.